Loss of self-esteem may be the most discounted item when it's lost in an accident, where something has been taken away. Most times, the things taken for granted daily can be lost in an instant, and it is within this moment that the realization of just how valuable that commodity has been in one's life seeps into the heart and mind. Yet, if given a moment to reflect, when something is taken away, there is something put in its place. For example, perhaps you become more keenly aware of surroundings or other personal strengths. You can see, hear, smell, or think differently to help make up for the lost. Or it can actually work in the reverse, meaning you may not be aware of any losses. Whatever impact the injury has, life does go on. And it is up to each individual to find their way back from the experience. From my perspective, this begins by starting with where you are, who you are now, and where you want to go from here. After all, everyone is in a state of change, learning, growing, and gaining understanding about who we are and how we choose to contribute to this world is constantly evolving. This new journey starts with how we feel about ourselves and the hopes that still remain and our courage to take on the task before us, not only to recover to the best of our abilities, but to be transformed. A kind of life most people spend little time thinking about prior to an injury. Today we shall look forward to creating a better you after injury. Thank you for joining in today, this Saturday, April 5th, 2014. Each show I'd like to share some of the locations where you can join me for additional conversations. Come out and say hello at MySpace on Estrus TV, Reddit, Estrus Radio Show, and IMDb Estrus TV. You can also enjoy two new videos. It's Meet Estra and also Disability Surveillance 101. You could share them with your family, friends, coworkers, so if involved in an accident, they will already have my links. To ensure a legitimate Estra link, look for the three stars from my official site. I would also like to remind you that the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is currently available. Stop by any time during the year if involved in an accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner helps to organize, document, and information retrieval is easier. Stop by under Estra's Car Help, or actually it's Estra's Car Accident Help, on eBay or my Estra's official car accident site. You can spend time there reading, watching, or listening for valuable support, wisdom, and knowledge. Today, we'll spend our time talking about it's okay to have what? A really bad hair day. And 10 simple things to do for creating a better you after injury. And we'll just summarize in talking about following your heart and mind. First of all, if your physician has told you not to do any activities, make sure to heed their advice. The most important thing is getting well. And the goal of this program is to enhance what you get from each day. Therefore, don't attempt to do any activities that's against your physician's recommendation. Furthermore, consider doing only those activities that help add value to your day. Let me say that again, that add value to your day. After all, you are the most important person in this equation. And talking about you with Estra's program is designed to lift you up and help you to be informed. And that's my mission. From my perspective, people involved in a car accident deserve every opportunity at restoration and should receive all the benefits they are entitled to after being injured. So let's talk about having more bad days than good days. That's hair days we're talking about. Yes, you may not feel well, and this tends to be the case. You know, if you're not feeling well, you're going to have more bad hair days than good days. The goal actually is to be comfortable with a look that helps you feel better. Some of the temporary solutions to this problem that you can use, let's start with number one, is to have a family member or a partner or a friend brush your hair. This can be soothing and turn a bad hair day into just an ordinary one. Number two, you could purchase a mist spray or a hair grooming moisturizer that you could use to bring a little life back into your hair. And if this is not a preference, you can also keep scarves or hats near to wear and make sure that the colors that you select will actually go with anything that you're wearing, like black or white, grays or brown, or your favorite color actually tends to match what you're wearing. When this is just too much work, try keeping hair pieces to cut down on the amount of time spent working on your hair, or full wigs are also acceptable. Whatever makes it easier for you. Also, using hair barrettes to pin your hair up is a useful alternative. Anything you need can be ordered online and delivered right to your doorstep, or if outside, make a list of what you want and where you want to get it from so your time is well spent. Having a comfortable pair of house shoes that can double from outside ones to inside ones also can help you to get away with being a little bit more comfortable, and it's much more flexible for you. Now remember, some days will just have to be bad hair days, okay? Give yourself time to heal, but remember, love yourself. Love yourself on bad hair days. Love yourself on good hair days. Just love, love, love yourself. Say that with me. I love myself. Did you have problems saying it? If it is, realize that you need a little extra tender loving care. Sometimes healing doesn't come as quickly as we'd like, but with the recognition that maybe we need a little bit more time to do that, we can find ways to keep moving forward. Because it's very important to realize you are very special. Regardless of your current condition or plight that you face, this will be a part of the process of restoration. So do the little things, and typically they are the most significant. Congratulate yourself just because you've made it through the day. Woo! You know, some days are really hard to get through when you don't feel well and you're going through things and a lot of things are on your plate. But again, I have to stress that you are the most important person in this equation. So it really is about you. Always remember this at every stage of recovery. When your condition allows it, a good way to start your day is with a nice bath or shower. For most people, this is something soothing that water gives us. It's a great place to meditate, relax, or soothe the pain and stiffness most people encounter after an injury. However, make sure this is a safe activity for you. Let me say that again. You have to make sure it's a safe activity for you, and there's help available in case you need it, okay? Because we want it to be an enjoyable morning and not one that you have to spend in the emergency room. Because this can be like running a marathon with an injury. So take it slow and rest afterwards if needed. And have simple clothing to wear. The easier the better, and they tend to be more comfortable. In the warmer climates, it's easier to wear light materials, yet what is most important is putting on something that keeps you at a comfortable temperature and allows you to move comfortably. Also consider the texture of the material. Make sure it's comfortable against your skin. Many people enjoy loose gym clothes or summer dresses, something that allows you the flexibility to get around with the least amount of discomfort. Also, sometimes doing a little things can be a distraction from being in pain. If able, keep your favorite color of nail polish handy and apply a new coat. This will give you something easy to do and a pleasant accomplishment you can readily see. Also, keeping cleansing cloths on the table can provide access to refreshing your face, hands, or anything else that needs a quick wipe. And if you decide to put on a little foundation makeup, these cloths will be helpful in the cleanup. Remember, you do not have to do all these things at once. You can decide to do one thing an hour, 2 hours, or once a day. It's really all up to you. The goal with creating a better you after injury is about taking things at your personal pace. Also, reading during the day is a great distraction and provides the opportunity of learning something new. Creativity can bring invaluable insight on ways to help yourself through this journey. Going out on the internet and learning about anything of interest helps investigate things prior to being injured. You may be things that you've actually never even thought about. So you go out to the internet, you think, okay, I've been thinking about X, Y, and Z. I have some time. It'll get my mind off my own problems. I'll go out there, take a look at this, and see what I can find out. Having this as a 15-minute-a-day activity can bring, a wealth of information and provide new ideas not only on ways to make the day well spent, albeit injured, but learn empowering tools which help rebuild and gain new ways of living life. As mentioned before, gains or losses flow both ways. So in other words, something lost is still something gained, and something gained is still something lost. Does that sound familiar to you? From my experience, this is typically how it goes. And guess what? We keep moving onward and upward when keeping our attitudes positive. Also, by sharing our experiences with others, we give and typically receive from others. So you still have the ebb and flow there. When you take a look inside yourself, what makes up you is still there, perhaps transformed in some way, but you are still you. Perhaps it's time to rediscover or find unknown or unfamiliar parts that is also part of living. So here are 10 simple things for creating a better you after injury. First, number one, trust and believe in yourself and this journey. It may not be what you would have picked for yourself, but you can find something uplifting and learn more about yourself. Number two, first thing in the morning, take a bath or shower if your health permits. Number three, have a nice cup of coffee or tea or your favorite breakfast drink. Place it on the timer the night before if possible, or when you're in the kitchen on another task. Number four, find a TV show or program that will teach you something valuable each day. Okay, and the reason why I say valuable is because we only really are allotted so much time, and when we use it in the best way that benefits us, especially if we've got injuries in which we're trying to address and seek ways to improve ourselves, it's very important that you find something that's bringing value. That value added is really important. Number five, make sure to get in a nap or two during the day to keep your energy up. One of the things that I personally know is the amount of energy that is drained from pain. If you're not feeling well, if your body's trying to recover, it's going to demand more from you. If it's demanding more from you, you need to give it a little bit more time and energy to rest and recover. Number six, if permitted by a doctor or you're able to do it, try a little exercise. Put music on and just tap your feet or nod your head, or if all you can do is imagining dancing in your mind while listening to music, go for it. There is something about music that brings the body and the soul together, and it's pleasant. In fact, listening to your favorite song each morning may even set the tone for the day, or playing your favorite songs throughout the day can keep you upbeat and invigorated. Number 7, hobbies are a great way to become creative. Is there something you've always wanted to do? While having a little bit of downtime, this might actually be a great opportunity to learn and become refreshed. Who knows where it might lead? The key is to realize that you can continue to grow in spite of current circumstances. And again, remember that this is done at your own pace, so there's no rush, no competition, just the goal of becoming a better you. And I just have to actually throw this in here. You know, being an advocate for people who've been injured in a car accident is really important today. If you go out and you actually find legitimate links to talk about people who've been injured, you see there's a lot of things that are going on. Many people aren't getting all of their benefits. They're having to deal with a lot of extra burdens that don't necessarily need to be there, but in my opinion are set in place to hinder them from actually getting their full benefits. So make sure if that's something that's in your heart that you want to do, that you just come out and join me in being able to make change, especially with ERISA reform. In my opinion, ERISA reform would help so many of the injured people. Too many people live in poverty. They don't have the resources or they're not equipped. But if we all work together in a way that helps say, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to be intimidated or harassed. We're not going to make it so that investors get more and we get less. We're going to say there's some things that need to change. And we're just going to do our best in our time as a hobby to change that. So if you're interested in making not only your life better, but those around you who've been injured in a car accident, go out and share your experience. In fact, come out and visit Esther's Car Accident Forum. It's new. I would enjoy hearing your experiences and communicating with you. Sometimes after injury, you have a lot to say. And this is a great forum. It's just starting, so we'll be getting off the ground altogether. For sharing your personal injury, auto insurance, employer, Social Security disability, long-term insurance, or just your general concerns. This is a place, Esther's Car Accident Forum, where you are welcome. Number 9, when children are in the home while injured, this can be both difficult and draining. At your better moments, set up activities in advance to help make your day run smoother. And teach them, your children, to become your helpers. They will enjoy it and it'll take some of the stress off of you. Make sure that it's age appropriate, and this helping is going to help both you and them to grow. And it's amazing what children can do when given the opportunity. And it also gives you time to share with them about what's going on with you in a way that they can understand and that you're comfortable with. So you never know what's going to happen in life, and it's just great that any teaching opportunity is used to share what's happening in a way in which they can understand and also grow and have a positive impact from it. And last but not least is number 10. Sometimes help is required in order to get some rest and aid in recovery. This is one activity that can be done prior to an injury and can be used in case of an emergency anytime. Locate a maid service so that they can come once a week and help out. Have your clothes sent to a laundry or a cleaner's. Choose food delivery services that can help. Also, look up your local recreational centers where you may go visit the hot tubs or saunas if your condition permits. Also, in case of needing a rental car, make sure to have a location in mind. Doing this before an accident or some other unforeseen event gives you more control on how to proceed and can be a major stress reliever. Let me say that again. A major stress reliever. And what do you have externally, physically, and emotionally after a car accident? Too much stress. Stress also slows down your ability to heal. Therefore, the less stress you have, the better. In fact, there's harassment and intimidation. Does that help with that? Absolutely not. So people need to be able to realize that the things that are around you impact how well you can recover. So do everything within your power to be able to do that. Also, having a child care or nanny service available can also help family with short-term transition. Sometimes it takes a while. You may not be as fast as you were. There might be some things you might have to learn to do a different way. There could be, you know, a ton of things that have to be addressed. So, and some friend coming over and helping and staying with you would be great if it's not going to lose. You're not going to lose friendship over it. You know, it might be a very good friend you want to keep. So, the key is to have options. The more options you have, the better the outcome can come, maybe, for you. Therefore, thinking ahead can be one of the best things you can do in making your life better after an injury. Sometimes when in a state of pain, it can bring clarity of available options to take. You know, sometimes it's like you have this shock and it's like then you're on high alert and it's like, okay, what's going on? But you also have to be careful in those situations to make sure that, you know, you're making good decisions. It is always good when you have someone close whom you can, you know, that you've known for a long time and you trust to give their opinion on your predicament. You know, the wise men, there were more than one wise man because multiple people looking at it from different perspectives can bring to the table things you don't necessarily see. Yet following your own heart and mind is also a good idea. Make sure it has not been tainted, though, by the thoughts or actions of someone who has something to gain by you making that choice. Make sure to evaluate your situation with the facts. Learn as much as you can about current conditions prior to making it. But remember that you ultimately, let me say this again, you ultimately will be the person living with those choices. So you have to make sure it's something you can live with. You don't want to make a decision that somebody else has recommended, and then you find yourself in that situation, and then you become resentful of that other person because it's not really where you want to be. So sometimes it works out. Sometimes people do have better ideas. Sometimes they don't. But you have to still remember that ultimate decision relies on you. But once you have enough information to make a comfortable decision for you, then go for it. Remember, in most cases, there is not a need to make decisions in haste. That means take your time and make it right for you. Perhaps the conflict might be because there's information that's not yet come to light that you need to know. And a lot of times that involves asking the right questions. But in order to ask the right questions, you need to know what those questions are, and that usually only comes in time. So treat yourself with the utmost respect and always be your best advocate. Your perception of self in many cases determine your destiny. Can people treat or attempt to impede your direction? Oh, absolutely they can. Ask anyone who's been harassed and intimidated. They can tell you there's a lot of that going on. But can they slow you down? Maybe. But if you continue to move forward, you will eventually get there. And it's a place where you can see and feel so much better after your injury. Will you continue with the wounds from the car crash? Because sometimes we have to carry those scars or those wounds, and sometimes, fortunately, they heal and go away, and sometimes it's something in between. But it does not have to take away from whom you are. So don't let it. Stay focused on your decisions of where you want to go. Stay on your path. Give yourself time to heal and restore. Then creating a better you after injury may transform your life from a less hopeful place to one of empowerment and more control over your life. And it could be something you never imagined. In fact, maybe perhaps without the layout of the way things have happened, you would never have known different things you could accomplish. You may have never stepped out of a certain comfort zone that you may have been in. So, are you ready? I hope you are. I hope you're willing to move forward and to stand strong and be determined. There's a lot out here in the world waiting for you to take a hold of it. And I believe in you. It's just to take one small step at a time. That's what will make the difference in your life. And it'll be a wonderful way of moving forward and creating a better you after injury. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians, which will soon be featured. Actually, they're going to be out on MySpace, Estrus TV. So make sure to go out and listen to some of the music. I really do appreciate the artists because it just makes the program so much more interesting. Also, make sure, if you haven't done this already, to go out and take the accident or auto insurance accident claim survey. It's available for your input. It's important that we get it. It really shows how many people are experiencing different things after a car accident, and it'll help support other people who are going through the same process. So it takes only about 3 minutes. It's really simple, no hard questions. You can find it on my Facebook, Talking About You with Estra, along with my Twitter, Estra's Radio Show. Also, you can just go out on the hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. So let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same day, which is Saturday. And remember, no matter what you are going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not inclusive in assisting individuals discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, TV, and blog to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.